deadly Indian Ocean tsunami was 20 years ago today.
One of the biggest memorials was held in Australia.
Our first thoughts are with those who lost their lives, and those whose lives were changed forever.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
It was a natural disaster on a catastrophic scale, with a force that still has the power to shock 2 decades later.
One of the worst natural disasters the world has seen, when the tsunami tore through Indian Ocean countries. India, Sri Lanka, Thailand and Indonesia bore the brunt of the devastation that followed. Scott Maiman for CBS News. Canberra, Australia.
Gaza health officials say 5 Palestinian journalists have been killed by an Israeli airstrike. The BBC's Amir Nader.
Video from earlier in the night shows Ayman El-Jeddi in a press jacket with his colleagues, smiling, saying tonight he will become a father. Soon after, their Quds Today broadcast van, marked with large TV and press signs, was hit by an Israeli airstrike. It was parked outside a hospital in central Gaza's Nusayrat area, where El-Jeddi's wife was about to give birth.
Israel claims the van was filled with militants. Stocks have opened lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. First responders in Racine County made a water rescue yesterday with wildlife preserved. Several deer were rescued by the Tishigan Fire Department after falling through the ice in Waterford Christmas morning. After getting saved, the deer rested for about 30 minutes before walking back into the woods. We're waiting to hear more about funeral arrangements for former Wisconsin State Senator George Petak. Petak was known for his pivotal vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium. His move led to a recall from office. A hit and run on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County killed a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago. A suspect eventually turned himself in after police got an anonymous tip. A vigil was held last night to honor Hussein Farhat's memory. And the Racine County tree sale is still on. The program allows people to order low-cost trees and native prairie seeds at a discount. Pickups are scheduled for April at the Racine County Fairgrounds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers headed to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Vikings Sunday. Game time now 3:25 in Minnesota. Green Bay clinched his spot in the playoffs after beating the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs excited to finally reach the postseason as a Packer after 5 years with the Raiders.
You got games in front of you. You know, we still fighting, you know, trying to be as best of a team that we can be. We finally put a complete game together. That's something that we've been hunting since the beginning of the season. I mean, it just feels like our ceiling is keep going up.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game, New Year's Eve, on the road at Providence. Senior forward David Joplin scored 19 in their win over Xavier. Joplin now has over 1,000 points in his career with the Golden Eagles.
He scored a lot of points. I'm grateful for him. You know, anytime you have someone that's scored over 1,000 points at the same school, you know, that you're just grateful that he's been around that long and that we got, you know, 2/3 of our season left with him.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly again today, but it is going to be warmer. Our high right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, 39 with light rain. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered light rain and even warmer with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Bob and after Christmas, and I'm playing a song about the summertime. Do you mind? I didn't think you'd mind. It's a good song from Mungo Jerry. Don't know what a Mungo is, but I like the song. WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Keep me from getting to you, baby. Remember the day I set you free.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Timeless hits and a lot of sports too. Packers on Sunday at the new time. It was flexed to 3:25 pregame at 1 o'clock here on WRJN. Was talking about that a little bit earlier. But Badgers and high school sports off until shortly after the new year. And we'll give you that schedule as it gets a little closer here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matinair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rude. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Lots of things big girls don't do. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. With a notice that if you were thinking about going to Saturday's performance at the Sienna Center, a holiday performance, it has been canceled. Okay? Because there are some health issues going on with the staff at Sienna. So, any further information? When we get it, we'll pass it on to you, WRJN.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. Song, bloopy, nibby, nabby, nibby, la, 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 la.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Time now to get you up to speed on what's going on in the world. Here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a Christmas miracle for several Racine County deer yesterday. The Tishigan Fire Department got a call early yesterday about 7 deer falling through the ice in the town of Waterford. Two firefighters in cold water rescue suits were able to save them, with a young one exhausted from the ordeal part of the rescue. A statement from Tishigan officials say the rescued deer rested for about 30 minutes before slowly walking off into the woods. It was a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago killed in a hit-and-run accident on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County. Police say Hussein Farhat was assisting a disabled vehicle on I-94 when he was hit. The suspect, a 39-year-old man, turned himself in following an anonymous tip that led investigators to a home in the village of Wales. A vigil was held last night to honor Farhat's memory, with dozens of tow truck drivers lighting up the Summit park-and-ride lot. Funeral arrangements haven't yet been announced for George Petak. The former state senator, known for his vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium, died this week at the age of 75. Petak, a Republican who represented the 21st Senate District from 91 to 96, cast the crucial vote in 95 that approved public funding for what is now American Family Field. Governor Tony Evers praised Petak as a man of faith, courage, and principle. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dense fog advisory is in effect through the afternoon, with areas of fog reducing visibility to less than a mile at times and drizzle. Find that umbrella, because rain rolls in overnight throughout our Friday and into our weekend. High temperatures keep climbing, above freezing to the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, if you're like me, I think it's after Christmas. I don't need the snow. I could use some California sun. So here you go with the Rivieras on WRJN.
Short and the nights are long. Where they walk and I walk. California girls are really the most. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Timeless hits on WRJN and great Beatles songs too. I read somewhere about 5 years ago that someone was in Studio 2 where the Beatles recorded at Abbey Road, and this piano that they recorded this on,
Lady Madonna,
still there.
Children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Sunday morning creeping like a nun.
you're with some underworld spy, or the wife of a close friend.
Motown. Well, opera because of the reference to Pagliacci. Here's Smokey on WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. Don't let you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one. Your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? And I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you asked me to meet your mom, I knew the baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one.
WRJN, I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. 1964, the British Invasion hit. thought American bands were put out of business. Not this one. This song is from 65, from Martha.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know will come. Cause I know you're looking for me. But you become.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Forget about going home for the holiday. Kyle Kelly is flying home to Orlando after a hectic holiday in Philadelphia.
When I get home, I'm gonna see my cats and I'm going to crash.
CBS Philadelphia's Brandon Goldner.
We spoke to some passengers who were saying that they didn't get much sleep as they were getting here early because they wanted to get a spot in line.
This was the earliest flight my mom could schedule.
I like early flights to get it in. Yeah.
Those are just some of the 8 million or so people AAA expects to fly during the holiday period. Weather could get in the way for some of those travelers. The Weather Channel's Jordan Steele has a look at some of the trouble spots.
Severe weather could be causing delays between Dallas and Houston. In addition, we've got the fog and low ceilings between Kansas City and Chicago, plus a new system impacting the West. That could all maybe cause delays to your post-Christmas travel.
The second day of Christmas means Boxing Day in places like the UK and Canada. In this country, it means boxing up unwanted gifts for return. CBS's Derek Waller has been talking with shoppers in New York.
It's just so easy.
That's why Queen Stewart did much of her holiday shopping on Amazon. But the mother of two says not every gift worked out.
So I'm going to the return.
And she's sending some things back.
I'm writing a description as to why this needs to go back. And hopefully I won't get a fee.
More retailers are opting to charge fees to return items online. They include big names like Abercrombie, J. Crew, and Saks.
In Moscow, a Kremlin spokesman says wait for the investigation to be over before making conclusions about the Azerbaijan Airways crash that killed 38 people in Kazakhstan. Several reports say the plane was hit by Russian fire in an area where its military has been shooting down Ukrainian drones. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Search teams have recovered
recovered critical components of the aircraft, including the black boxes, which are expected to provide more answers in the coming day.
Palestinian doctors say bone-chilling cold weather has been taking a toll on babies in Gaza. CBS's Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
The father of three-week-old Sila told reporters he wrapped her in a blanket to try and keep her warm in their tent in the Muassi area in southern Gaza, which has been designated a safe zone. He said the tent his family is living in was not sealed from the wind and the ground was cold. Doctors confirmed the baby died of hypothermia and said she was the third baby this week who died of hypothermia.
The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits held steady last week while continuing claims are at a three-year high. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32, the NASDAQ down 17. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. First responders in Racine County made a water rescue yesterday with wildlife preserved. Several deer were rescued by the Tishigan Fire Department after falling through the ice in Waterford Christmas morning. After getting saved, the deer rested for about 30 minutes before walking back into the woods. We're waiting to hear more about funeral arrangements for former Wisconsin State Senator George Petak. Petak was known for his pivotal vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium. His move led to a recall from office. A hit-and-run on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County killed a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago. The suspect eventually turned himself in after police got an anonymous tip. A vigil was held last night to honor Hussein Farhat's memory. And the Racine County tree sale is still on. The program allows people to order low-cost trees and native prairie seeds at a discount. Pickups are scheduled for April at the Racine County Fairgrounds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on 10. 10-